Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Mem. We are holding on the very top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom. The Neshama should have an Aliyah, and it is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program designed to enable you to master Halacha Be'iun with Shiurim given by my friend Ravami Merzel Shlita under the guidance of Hagon Rav Avigdor Nevensal Shlita. Sunday, the program begins Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida. Ravami reached out to me yesterday. He told me they got a bunch of signups from our Daf Yomi. So, Lahagdil Torah Lahadir, Baruch Hashem. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So, what we're going to talk about today is the Gemara is going to revisit the Braisa that we concluded with yesterday and try to understand some of the more cryptic lines in that Braisa. But particularly, we're going to spend some time on the two opinions whether the Braisa that when the Braisa uses the phrase Kenya Aseh to teach me that all Dalin Matanos of Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi are Ma'akev. So we're going to have two opinions whether that Braisa that uses Kenya Aseh to teach me that all Dalin Matanos Dam are Ma'akev on the Mizbeach HaPnimi must be going like Rabbi Shimon, or could it even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Along the way, we're going to have a machlokas what to learn from the link between Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. And then the Gemara is going to discuss what do we learn from the link between the Hekesh between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helem Dover. And that sugya essentially takes us to the end of the daf. So if you have to summarize what the entire daf is about, it is about a Hekesh between the different Parim. On the one hand, Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Helem Dover, and then between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helem Dover. What do we learn from these links between that the Torah makes between these different Parim? Now, what they have in common is that they're all on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that's why we're so focused on that, because we've been talking about how many Matnos Dam are Ma'akev on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's what the Mishnah was about. And how many Matnos Dam are Ma'akev on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So let's begin at the very top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Amar Mar, we had said in yesterday's daf, in the Braisa, that from the fact that the Torah says, V'asa kasher asa by the Parelem Dover Shel Tzibur, so ainli ela matan sheva, we said, I would only know that the seven hazaos that you do on the paroches are ma'akev, because shema'akvos b'kol makom, because hazaos are always ma'akev, the kapara of a korban. So it makes sense that they're going to be ma'akev the kapara when it comes to the Parelem Dover Shel Tzibur as well, since that's the standard that hazaos are ma'akev the kapara of a korban. Says, well, that's the standard. Heicha, where do we find other places that sheva hazaos are ma'akev the kapara of a korban? So Amrav Papa bepara aduma, you find it by para aduma and ubinagoyim. When the mitzara comes to be mitar himself from his nega, in both cases you need sheva hazaos, and those hazaos are ma'akev the kapara. By the para aduma, when they would bring the para aduma to sprinkle on someone who became tamei meis in order to be mitar him from that Tumas Misa, after the Shechita, they would be Mazeh from the Dam seven times, Keneged the Ol Moed. That's a pasuk in the Torah, Parshchukas, V'lokach Lazar HaKoyin Midama Be'etzbo, V'izal Nochach Pnei Ol Moed Midama, Sheva Pa'amim, and that's Ma'akiv, because the pasuk says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Chuka means that it's Ma'akev. And when it comes to the Mitzorah, a Mitzorah who has a Negat Tzara'as wants to be Mitar himself from the Tzara'as, he brings together with his Karbanos a Lug of Shemen. And their Mazer from that Lug of Shemen seven times Keneged the Ol Moed. V'yiza mina Shemen be'etzba'o, the Pasuk says, Sheva pa'amim lefnei Hashem. And that's Ma'akev, because the Torah says, Zos tia Torah sa Mitzorah b'yom Torah-so. Whenever it says Tihiyah, Tihiyah is also a Lashon of that which is Ma'akev. So you find that pretty explicit in Chumash that both when it comes to the Paraduma and when it comes to the Mitzorah, the Hazaos, the Sheva Hazaos that the Chumash requires are Ma'akev. So therefore it stands to reason that if you're going to have Sheva Hazaos by the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur, that it's also going to be Ma'akev. Good, so that's what the Braisa was talking about. Then the next line in the Braisa had said, Matan arba minayin. How do I know that you need that the four matnos dam that you do on the kranos of the mizbeach hapnimi for those kabanos that have dam that's put on the mizbeach hapnimi? How do I know that that's ma'akev the kapara? How do I know that you don't get kapara without that? So tamalomar kain ya'aseh. Pasuk says kain ya'aseh. That teaches me that the four matnos dam are ma'akev. So says Gemara. Well, ma'ishna matan shavat deksivenu kfilan. Why is it any different? Why is matan arba any different than matan sheva? Meaning matan sheva, we said that the sheva azos, the brisa just takes it as obvious that that it's ma'akiv the kapara because it's ksivan ukfilan, because it's written twice in the parsha, and because what it's written originally, and then it says vasaka sharasa to teach me that it's ma'akiv. Well, matan arba nami ksivan ukfilan. Matan arba, the four matnos dam and the kronos amizbech. Also, it says it twice, meaning it says it once, and then it says Vasa Kasha Rasa, which goes on everything that was previously mentioned in the Parsha. So shouldn't that teach me that Matan Arba is Ma'akev? So why do I need another Pasuk to tell me that Matan Arba is Ma'akev? Meaning the Braisa said, I get it that Matan Sheva is Ma'akev, but how do I know Matan Arba is Ma'akev, that the Arba Matonos Dam and the four Kranos are Ma'akev? So the Gemara is asking, why is Sheva more obvious than Matan Arba? Granted, at the end of the Braisa, we said we have sources for all of it, but why is one more obvious than the other? They both have the original din, and then it says Vasa Kasharasa to tell me that again, Shana Alav Akasuv La'akev. Why is it so obvious? Now, this Kasha seems to be assuming that the reason Matan Sheva is Ma'akev is because Ksivan Ukfilan, is because it said it twice, that it's Shana Alav Akasuv La'akev. We just got through saying that there was a different limud that Matan Sheva is Ma'akev. No, we just got through saying that that the reason it's ma'akev is because ma'akvus b'kol makom, because it's natural. Shevazos are always ma'akev. By paraduma it's ma'akev. By mitzora it's ma'akev. So it's natural that it's ma'akev. So how come the Gemara is asking the question, assuming that it's just based on shandal of a kasav la'akev, that the Torah says it twice, and not just based on the fact that we find it by paraduma and by mitzora? So Tosos asks this question, Dibra maskal matan in the top Tosos. And Tosos answers that the reason it's ma'akev is really because ksivin ukfilan. It's really because but in order that one not say that we should learn from there that the Arba Matonos are Ma'akev as well, so that's why the Braisa says that you can't learn the Arba Matonos from the Sheva Hazaos, because the Sheva Hazaos we find they're always Ma'akev, meaning the actual source of the Sheva Hazaos is Ma'akev is Ksivan Kfilan. So one might have said, okay, and then once I know the Sheva Hazaos are Ma'akev, why should the Matan Arba be any different? Why should the Matan Arba be different? Well, Sheva Hazaos are always Ma'akev b'kol makom. Matan Arba we don't find is Ma'akev b'kol makom. On the Mizbeach Achitza, the Matan Arba is not Ma'akev. So you can't learn one from the other. So now our Gemara is asking, you don't have to learn one from the other. It's as explicit by Matan Arba as it is by the Sheva Hazaos. So why do we assume that I need a separate limud for the Matan Arba? That Kasha is going to take up a good deal of Amud Aleph, meaning we're going to have two approaches to answer that Kasha. So approach number one to answer this Kasha of why do I need a Pasuk by Matan Arba? Why does the Braisa bring a Pasuk about to teach me that Matan Arba is Ma'akev? After all, can't I just learn it directly from the fact that it's Shana Lava Kasuv La'akev? So answer number one, Amar Rabbi Yirmiel and Nitzchal Rabbi Shimon. We only need this special Pasuk of Ken Yaseh to teach me that Matan Arba is Ma'akev according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that, you know, there are only two of the Matnos Dam are actually beferish in the Parsha of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. The other two Matnos Dam are only derived from a Hekish. So you're not going to have Shana Lava Kasav La'akev, because it's true. The Pasuk tells me the din of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, and then says Vasak HaShar Asa, which is a repeat, which we would think is Shana Lava La'akev. But when it told me the original din, it only told me about two Matnos Dam, it didn't tell me about four. There happened to be four, because I learned it from a Hekish. But I would not know from the Shana of La'akev that all four are Ma'akev, because the Torah only explicitly, according to Rabbi Shimon, told me about two of the Matnos Dam. So I would only know from there that two of the Matnos Dam are Ma'akev, and that's why I need another Pasuk of Ken Yaseh to tell me that all four Matnos Dam are Ma'akev. Where does Rabbi Shimon say such a thing? And who disagrees? Where do we find that there's some machlokas about what the Pasuk teaches me about how many of the Matnos Dam by the Parham Devar Shel Tzibur the Pasuk teaches me explicitly about the, so says the Gemara, D'Tanya, we have the following Braisa. Lemaila Omer, in the previous parsha of Parkoin Mashiach, it says, Keren, the Torah says, V'nasana Koin Min Adam Al Karnos HaMizbeach. So it says Keren, which would have been the Lashon Yachid, or it could have said Keren, and it says Karnos, Lashon Rabim. So Shtayim, that teaches me about two Kronos, and Lemata, when it comes to the Parom Davishat Sibur Omer, the Pasuk also says, U'min Adam Yitin Al Karnos HaMizbeach. So again, it's Keren, Karnos. It could have just written Keren, which is Lashon Yachid, and that would imply one Keren, and it says Karnos, which is Lashon Rabim, which implies two Kronos. So since we have a hakish between the Parkoin Mashiach and the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur, we learn that Kronos by one and Kronos by the other, Sa'arba, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's how I know that there are four Matnos Dam. So again, Rabbi Shimon is explicit that by the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur itself, it only teaches me about two of the Matnos Dam. I only know the other two because I compare the Elm Dov Shel Tzibur to the Parkoin Mashiach. I have a hekish to the Parkoin Mashiach. But Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino Tzarech. You don't need to learn that there are four Matnos Dam and the Arba Kronos from a hekish by the Parkoin Mashiach and Parkoin Dov Shel Tzibur. Each one in its own right tells me about four Matnos Dam. Because Hareyu Omer, it says by the Parkoin Dov Shel Tzibur, Ba'ohel Moed. So when it says Ba'ohel Moed, that's extra because it already says, Al Karnos HaMizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem. The Mizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem is obviously Ba'ol Moed. You don't need another, you don't need the Torah to repeat that it's Ba'ol Moed. So what's the Pasuk teaching me? Al Kala Amur Ba'ol Moed. That on all the Kronos that are in that, that are on that Mizbeach in the Ol Moed. Meaning when it's, when it has the, it's, you're right, Kronos should have only taught me two Kronos on Mizbeach. But then by adding the extra words Ba'ol Moed, it's saying, and be absolutely thorough with everything in the Ol Moed, which means with all four Kronos on Mizbeach, in the Ol Moed. So it's explicit within the Parsha. You don't need a limud from a hekesh from one to the other. I mean, when it says Mizbeach Hashem Lefnei Hashem, it obviously means the Mizbeach HaPrimi, and by the Parkoin Mashiach, the Gemara doesn't spell this out, but by the Parkoin Mashiach it also says it. It says that you put the Dam on the Karnos Mizbeach Ketores HaSamim Lefnei Hashem Asher Ba'ol Moed. So from the fact that it says Lefnei Hashem, we know that it's in the Kronos HaMizbeach that are in the Oel Moed. Why does it have to say Ba'ol Moed? So there also, it's explicit that within each Parsha, that you got to put in all four Kronos. So says Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Ken Yaseh Mayavadei. Okay, great. So now I know that Rabbi Shimon uses Ken Yaseh to teach me that the four Matnos Dam are Ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need Ken Yaseh for that reason. Rabbi Yehuda already knows the four Matnos Dam are Ma'akev because the Pasuk explicitly tells me by Parom Dov Shel Tzibur that you need four Matnos Dam, and then it says Vasa Kasher Asa Shana Lavakas of La'akev. So I already know that it's Ma'akev. So what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with Ken Yaseh? So Mibayile, he uses Ken Yaseh for a different drasha, Licha D'Tanya, for that which we learn in a brisa. Lefi Shelo Lamadnu Lepar Yom HaKippurim Lesmicha Ushiyare Adam Minayin Tamalomar Ken Yaseh. That the brisa tells me as follows. That we don't learn that Par Yom HaKippurim requires smicha and pouring the Shiari Adam and the Yisod HaMizbeach. It doesn't say it explicitly in the parasha of Yom HaKippurim. How do I know it? Because the pasuk says by Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur Ken Yaseh. So when it tells me by Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur Ken Yaseh, it's coming to teach me that that the Par Yom HaKippurim also requires smicha and the Par Yom HaKippurim also requires shvicha shirayim. But I thought it's about Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur. How could it teach me about Par Yom HaKippurim? So Rashi points out the pasuk is also talking about the Par Yom HaKippurim because that was one of the things we learned in the Braisa yesterday, that Lapar ze Par Yom HaKippurim. It had the extra word Lapar to teach me that it's also about Par Yom HaKippurim. So what do we learn? What does Rabbi Yehuda learn from Ken Yaseh? He learns that the Par Yom HaKippurim also requires smicha and also requires shvicha shiari adam on the yisod of the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, they ask the Gemara, Ulpar Yom HaKippurim lo lamanu? Do we not already know that? Do we not already know that the Par Yom HaKippurim requires smicha and requires shvicha shirayim? Ha'amrit, but didn't we say in the Braisa, Lapar ze Yom HaKippurim? That in the Parsha of Par Yom HaKippurim, when it says Lapar, it's a reference to the Par Yom HaKippurim. So we already have a hekesh between the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Par Yom HaKippurim. So we already see smicha and shvicha shirayim. I would already know smicha and shvicha shirayim from the hekesh itself. I don't need ken ya'aseh to then add another limud that you need smicha and shvicha shirayim by the par yom kippurim. Just the fact that when it says lapar, it's teaching me that all of the halachos we're learning about paral and davar shel tzibur likewise apply to par yom kippurim. That's enough to tell me smicha and shvicha shirayim. Why do I need ken ya'aseh for that? So it says where it's rich. We need ken ya'aseh because salchet haitechamina hani mili avodu demakva kapara. I would have thought that yes, we do link Par Yom HaKippurim to Par Yom Davar Shel Tzibur, but maybe that's only as far as things that are ma'akev the kapara of the karban, because the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk v'chiper aleihem ha'kohen. So maybe yeah, we're including Par Yom HaKippurim in all the dinim of the Par Yom Davar Shel Tzibur, not all the dinim, only the dinim that are ma'akev kapara avlavod d'lomakva kapara. But things like smicha, shvicha shirayim, things that you could achieve kapara without, things that are not ma'akev the kapara, emalo, maybe the par yom kippur and par yom davar shel tzibur are not linked as far as those things are concerned. So kamash mula, and that's why the pasuk says ken yaseh, that even when it comes to smicha and shvicha shirayim, the par yom kippur and the par yom davar shel tzibur are also linked. So the hekesh teaches me that there's some level of link between par yom kippurim and par yom davar shel tzibur, but ken yaseh teaches me that it's even for things that are not ma'akev kapara, that you need that for the par yom kippurim as well. Great. So now we're keeping score in what's going on over here with the drushas. So we said that Rabbi Shimon uses ken ya'aseh to teach me the matan dalid in the chatos haprimios are ma'akev, that all dalid matanos are ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need ken ya'aseh for that because Rabbi Yehuda already knows that all four matanos are ma'akev because it's mefurish in the pasuk and it's shana alav la'akev. So Rabbi Yehuda uses ken ya'aseh to tell me that you require smicha and shvicha shirayim by the par yom kippurim. Rabbi Shimon, hay ba'ol moed my avadai. What is Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Shimon that the arba matanos are derived from the chronos? So from the word chronos. So hay ba'ol moed my avadai. What does he do with the phrase ba'ol moed? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda used the phrase ba'ol moed to tell me that you put dam on all the chronos in the Ovel Moed, on all four chronos. So Rabbi Shimon, what does he learn from Ba'ol Moed? He knows that you put dam in all four chronos from the fact that it says chronos, in each of the parshios. So it's 2 plus 2, and therefore it's 4, and we link the parshios with each other. So what does he use Ba'ol Moed for? So the Gemara answers, according to Rabbi Shimon, Ba'ol Moed, Ba'ilei, Shem Niftach HaTikra Shel Heichal Lo Hayamaza. That if there is a breach in the roof of the Heichal, then they wouldn't do the Hazah, because you need a shame ohel, and when there's a breach in the tikra, then you do not have a shame ohel. Without a shame ohel, then you don't do any of these things. The pasuk that we're discussing is about the chatos haprimim, and it sounds like that legabe everything, legabe the ketores, legabe the chatos hachitonios, there's a din of ohel moed even if nivchas hagag. So in the Torah's column, in the darshan, v'zorkos adam al mizbech savash Pesach Ol Moed, that the Ma'it, when the Ol Moed is Mesulak, or when one of the walls are down, then you're not allowed to bring karbanos. So the you see over there that even when it comes to other things, not only the chatos apnimios, you need the oil to be there. But over there it's talking about the Mishkan. So that's what the Brisker Rav points out. Over there it's talking about the Mishkan. The Mishkan is different than the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, we're saying that if niftach hatikra of the oil moed, then that affects the chatos apnimios, but it doesn't affect other karbanos. In the Mishkan, it affects everything. Why would it be different in the Mishkan than it is in the Mikdash? So Brisker Rav is a fundamental yesod. He says in the Mishkan, there's no kedushas hamakom, meaning the ground does not have inherent holiness. When the Mishkan traveled, wherever the Mishkan was, that was so the holiness was created by the roof, meaning it was created by the tent. Without the tent, there is no, because there's no kedusha that emanates from that spot. In the Mikdash, there's kedushas hamakom. The makom itself is kadosh. So there's room to say that even absent an ohel, there's still enough kedusha to be able to do other things, just not the chatos haprimios. This is part of that discussion. There was a huge discussion a couple hundred years ago about whether we can bring karbanos bisman hazeh. That even do we need to wait for a beis hamikdash? Maybe just go in harabayis. The whole thing was a chalom. You know that anyone was going to let them go in harabayis without killing them to go bring karbanos. But in theory, they did. You know the rabbanim were discussing. We're always dorsh etzion. We're always looking at Zion and looking toward Yerushalayim and thinking about it. And it's always in our tefillos and in our dreams, even when we're not physically there. So people, rabbanim, who never saw Eretz Yisrael, they never they came anywhere near Eretz Yisrael, and they spent weeks and months and years debating the issue of bringing karbanos. But one of the issues is that there's no Ol Moed. So is that a problem that there's no Ol Moed? So if for chatos haprimios, yes, but maybe for the other karbanos, it would not be a problem that there's no Ol Moed. Anyway, that's what Rabbi Shimon does with the pasuk of Ba'ol Moed, to teach me that you need the roof. The Idach and Rabbi Yehuda, who needs the pasuk of Ol Moed L'chora to teach me that din as well, that if there's no Gag, then you're not allowed to bring the karbanos. So now, how's he going to learn the original din that he learned from the pasuk of Ba'ol Moed, which is that you need four matnos dam, that they're ma'akev? So the Gemara answers, Me Asher. He learns it from the extra word Asher. The pasuk says, U'min Adam Yitein Al Karnos HaMizbech Asher Lefnei Hashem Asher Ba'ol Moed. That second Asher is extra. It could have said Asher Lefnei Hashem, be'ol moed. What's asher ba'ol moed? It seems like it's just a filler. It's just an extra word. So from that, Rabbi Yehuda learns that you put on all four chronos that are in the Ol Moed. You put dam on all four chronos that are in the Ol Moed. See, even Rabbi Yehuda learns from ba'ol moed that the tent needs to be there, that the roof needs to be there, and from the extra word asher, that's where he learns that you need all four matnos dam. V'idach, and Rabbi Shimon, who learns all four matnos dam from Kronos, in the two parshios, and 2 + 2 = 4. So how do I know? What do I learn from Asher? Asher, lo darish. He says Asher is not a kind of word that you're able to darshan. Meaning there are certain words that are shufra delishna, that just make the language sound more beautiful. So that's the question about the word S. Right, Shimon Amsudin Yivamilan Dechemiam Sin Darsh Kol Essen Shabbat Torah. Up until Shimon Amsudin Dechemiam, no one was darshaning Kol Essen Shabbat Torah, and he was Poresh. He stopped at some point. Essen Shabbat Kechatira until Shabbat Rabbi Kiva Velimeid. Fine, but apparently there was room to argue that you don't darshan S. Why not? It's a word in the Torah. Yeah, but it's a shofar delishna, that it's a word that's there to make the language sound more pleasant and to fill in a way that makes the language more beautiful. But maybe that's the word asher as well, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Gemara asks, so all of that is answer number one to our question. What was our question? We're already so far into it, right? So we started with the question that we had asked, that why does the Braisa Darshan a special pasuk of Ken Yaseh to tell me that four matnos dam are ma'akev? It's already shana lavla. The Torah already told me the din, and it already said vasa kasher asa. So shana lavakosav la'akev. The Torah itself taught me that it's ma'akev. Why do I need an extra phrase of Ken Yaseh to tell me that it's ma'akev? So answer number one is ain't a chinami that price is only going according to Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, the Torah itself did not teach me about four matanos in either of the parashiyos. Tell me about two over here and two over there, and I added them together, but it didn't teach me about four of the matanos. So the Gemara gives answer number two now. Abayi Amar Rabbi Dinami Yitzrich, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who darshins Ken Yaseh that the arba matanos are Makiv the Kapara, he also needs Ken Yaseh to tell me that they're ma'akev, because Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought that even though it says Vasa Kasher Asa, it's still not Makiv the Kapara. Just like smicha and shvicha shirayim of the parham davar shel tzibur not ma'akev, da'afal gav d'ksivin u'kfilin, even though they're mufurish in the parsha, right? These actual dinim of smicha and shvicha shirayim are mufurish in the parsha, and And the parsha ends with Vasa Kasher Asa, which is a general statement to be Shonal of La'akev, to tell me that all that we said above is Ma'akev and Lo Ma'akva. And yet, Smicha and Shvich Shiraim are not Ma'akev. For some reason, we don't apply Shonal of La'akev. We don't apply Vasa Kasher Asa to those dinim, because we're Memayit them from the Brisa was Memayit them from the fact that it says V'chiper and V'nislach. V'chiper sounds like you need a little less to get kapara. V'nislach, even with a little less, you'll still get kapara. Fewer things are ma'akiv. We're excluding things from being ma'akiv. So we exclude the shvicha shiraim, and we exclude the smicha from the requirement to achieve kapara. So matan arba nami lo takev. So I might think we should exclude matan arba and say that even though it was shanal of la'akev, maybe there's some miut to exclude matan arba and tell me you don't need it to be ma'akiv. So Mashmalan, that's why I need Kenyasa to tell me that the Chatos HaPnimius, the Matan Arba, is in fact Ma'akev. So apparently we have a couple of Miyutim to tell me that some things are not Ma'akev, and we have Kenyasa as a Reboy to tell me that some things are Ma'akev. And somehow the Bryson knew to choose that the four Matnos Dam is yes Ma'akev, and the Shvicha Shiraim and the Smicha is not Ma'akev. So Rashi says, how did you know that? Meaning, I see that there are miyutim. I see that there's a riboy. How do you know what to be marbe and what to be mimai? The Gemara normally asks that question. The Gemara normally says, umari isa, right? How did you choose which dinim you're going to be marbe, which dinim you're going to be mimait? So Rashi does it for us over here. And he says, mari isa, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to matan dam, even on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, matnos dam are ma'akev. Not all of them, but at least one matan dam is ma'akev. Smich and shvich shiraim is never ma'akev. So if you're going to have to choose something that's ma'akev, you're going to choose something that's ma'akev elsewhere. So the four matnas dam are going to be ma'akev bifnim, because at least one matnas dam, two according to Beis Shammai, are ma'akev b'chutz. But smicha shvich shiraim, you never have them being ma'akev. Good. So then we said in the Braisa, Lapar ze par yom kippurim. Then when it says Lapar, that's par yom kippurim. That there's a hackish between par yom kippurim, par elam davar shel tzibur. Meaning in the parsha, par elam davar shel tzibur, the extra word Lapar teaches me that the dinim of par yom kippurim parallel those of par elam davar shel tzibur. Well, the ma'il chasa, in what way is the par yom kippurim the same as par elam davar shel tzibur? Ila akev, if it's coming to tell me that all the matanos dam of the par yom kippurim are ma'akev just like the par elam davar shel tzibur. Well, that's obvious. I don't need a hekesh for that, because by the Par Yom HaKippurim it says Vaisa Zos Lachem Lechukas Olam, and whenever it says Chuka, that's always teaching me that it's Ma'akev. So why do I need to learn something from Par Yom from Par Yom Dovr Shel Tzibur to Par Yom HaKippurim? What am I learning about Par Yom HaKippurim from Par Yom Dovr Shel Tzibur? Says in Gemara, Amram Nachum Yitzchak Lo Nitzricham Elo Rabbi Yehuda. The hekish between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Yom Dov Shel Tzibur is only necessary according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Kik Siva Chuka, when the Torah says Chuka by Par Yom HaKippurim, it tells me, Advar Manasim Bibigdei Lavan Bifnim, that only those avodos that are done by the Kohen Gadol when he's not wearing the Bigdei Zahav, when he's wearing the Bigdei Lavan, Lefnai V'Lefnim, he doesn't wear the Bigdei Zahav, Lefnai V'Lefnim, because in Kategor Nasa Sanegar, you're not allowed to wear the gold lefnai v'lefnim. So when he's wearing the big day lovin, the kodesh hakodashim, whatever he burns and whatever he sprinkles and the kaporis, all that's ma'akev. And it's telling me shem hikdim ma'isa lechadero, where if he's mishana the seder, he does one the wrong thing first. Let's say he starts with the sa'ir before the par loas of lo klum, the carbon's going to be possible. Avol dvar menasim big day lovin ba'chutz, but things that he did wearing the big day lovin outside of the kodesh, like the matanos that are on the parochas in the heichal, the halach is hikdim ma'isa lechaveru masha asa asui. Even if he does things out of order, the carbon is still going to be kasher. Se'ema midikasidran lo ma'akvi. So maybe I should say, from the fact that the order is not ma'akev, the avodos that you do in the oel moed. So because chuka is not apparently the word chuka is not going on the things that are nasa b'chutz. It's only going on the things that are nasa b'fnim. them, and therefore hazos nami lo makvi. I would think that hazos themselves, even doing them at all, is not makiv the kapara. So kamashmula, and that's why I need the hekesh between par yom kippur and par yom davar shel tzibur. That from chukah I learn that those avodas that he does be big day love and bifnim are ma'akev, because even the seder is ma'akev bifnim, but b'chutz the seder's not ma'akev, so I would think that the hazos are not ma'akev either. That's why I need the hekesh between par yom kippur and par yom davar shel tzibur to tell me that even though the hazos are done b'chutz, they are in fact ma'akev. So says the Gemara, maskef l'Rav Papa, mimatz samrachi. Can you really say that the hekesh between par yom kippur and par yom davar shel tzibur is dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda to tell me that all the matanos are ma'akev? Va'atanya, but we have a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda derives that very din from a different pasuk, because the brisa says that when it talks about the kohen finishing the matnos hapar and the soyer of Yom Kippurim, it says v'chila mikaperes hakodesh, that he finishes off, he had completed the avoda. So it could have just written v'hikrevis hasoyer achai. So what's it telling me that in Kippur that the kaparos are ma'akev by other places as well, like the sheva azos that are on the proches and the arba matanos on the karnos hamizbeach, then kila, then the kapar of the carbon is completed, even though he didn't do the shvicha shirayim into the yisod hamizbeach achitzo, and the carbon is still going to be kosher. V'im lo kiper, but if he didn't finish all the kaparos that are ma'akev elsewhere that you would find that are normally ma'akev, then lo kila, then he didn't finish the kapara of this carbon either, and the carbon is going to be possible. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva shita. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Akiva, mipnei malo nemar im kila kiper v'im lo kila lo kiper. Why don't we darshan the pasuk as it's written and say if he finishes everything, even the shvicha shirayim? Why are you reading it as if he finishes things that are normally makif kapara by other karbanos, then over here he's done, but not including shvicha shirayim? Why don't you just read it as im kila, if he finishes everything we just spoke about, including shvicha shirayim, then keeper v'im lo kila? But if he doesn't finish everything, then lo keeper, then he doesn't have a kapara, and therefore the shvicha shirayim is ma'akev. So you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the matnas par and yom kippurim are ma'akev, is derived from that. Why do I need a hekesh to paral davar shel tzibur? You derive from the pasuk of v'chil mikapar es hakodesh. So Rav Papa lo nitzrucha elu le'es dam ubetvila. Now you're right. The hekesh between par yom kippur and paral davar shel tzibur is not to teach me that the matnas dam are ma'akev by the par yom kippur. I already know that. You know what it's there to teach me? It's there to teach me the three dinim we learn from the words es, dam, and bitvila. That there are three dinim that we're about to learn. It's all in one pasuk. The pasuk says v'tavel hakohen es etzba'o badam v'hiza min adam sheva pa'am l'fnei Hashem. So v'tavel hakohen es etzba'o badam. So yeah, v'tavel, es, and badam, all in the pasuk. Those three words teach me three halachos, and it's those three halachos that I need the hekesh between par yom kippurim and par kohen and par. So it says more as follows. S Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov lo nitzrucha. The pasuk didn't really need to write the word "s" except for la hachshir amin shebeetzba. If a kohen has a wart on his etzba, that's not a chatzitza between his etzba and the dam. Meaning he needs to do a hazah with the etzba, with his finger. So what if there's a wart on his finger? So I might have thought that that's a foreign substance to the body, and that would count as a chatzitza. So s etzba'o teaches me that even that which is tafel etzba'o, that we have drushes like that elsewhere, that es hatafel ubisaro, es bisaro by a mikvah, that even es hatafel ubisaro you can't have a chatzitza, and that refers to hair is considered to be tafel ubisaro, so even in a hair a person can't have a chatzitza. So we are also es etzba'o, even that which is tafel to the etzba, namely if there's a wart, a growth on his etzba. So that's one din that we learn. A second din, badam. We learn from the word badam. It's badam and not bidam to tell me shehe badam shir tevila meikara, that you need to have caught originally enough dam in the kli in order to have a shir tevila, in order to be able to stick your finger in and get some dam out to do the matnas dam, as opposed to if you were makabel originally only a teeny tiny amount of dam in one kli, and then you were makabel another teeny tiny amount of dam in another kli, and then you combined them, and then you did the tefillah sets, but that would not be good enough. You need initially in the kli, you need to be makabel the right amount of dam. Vitaval v'lo mesapik. Vitaval tells me that you have to dip your finger in the blood, and you don't just rub your finger along the edge of the kli in order to pull up some blood. It has to be that you're able to dip it in, that it's a pool of blood that you dip in, as opposed to sometimes when you finish the bowl of soup and you could somehow still scoop out a little more that's adhering to the surface of the kli, that it's not misapik. So v'yitzrich l'michtav badam, and it needs to say badam, even though it already said v'taval, so I would imagine that v'taval should have been enough, right? So di'ikos v'rachmana v'taval, because that it only said v'taval hava amina afal gav t'lek ashir tvila me'ikara. I would say, yeah, you need a shir tvila when you do the tvila sets ba'o badam, but maybe me'ikara, when you originally mekabal the dam, you don't need a shir tvila. You could be mekabal a teeny tiny bit, and a little teeny tiny bit, and a little teeny tiny bit, and then add it all together. So Kasser Rachmana Badam, that's why it has to tell me Badam, that at the original Kabbalah Sadam, it needs to be the proper amount. Vikasser Rachmana Badam, and if it only would have said Badam Hava Amina Afilu Mesapek, I would say that, yeah, you need to have enough Dam to get onto your finger, but I don't care if you dip it in or if you are Mesapek, if you clean it off the edges of the Kli. So Kasser Rachmana Vitaval, that's why it has to tell me Vitaval. So since we darshan by the Parko in Mashiach, these dinim, so the Gemara tells me what we can darshan from the extra words in this pasuk. But bottom line is, why did we just quote these drashos? Because we wanted to know what exactly do I learn about the Par Yom HaKippurim from the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur. Why is there a hekesh between the two of them? And the answer is for these three halachos. That these three halachos also apply to the Par Yom HaKippurim. They can have a wart on your finger and it's still going to work. That you need to initially do a Kabbalah Sadam in the amount that you're going to be able to be tovel, and that when you're tovel your finger in the dam, it needs to be a tevila and not a kinuach, that it needs to be an actual tevila. So about once we're on the topic, so the pasuk says mizbech chatora samim lamali. Why does the pasuk have to tell me mizbech chatora samim? It already said the fnei Hashem, so we know which mizbech we're talking about. We know we're talking about the mizbech hapnimi. Why does it have to identify the mizbech hapnimi as, oh yeah, you know, the mizbech that we bring ketores on? She'im lo nischanich hamizbech b'ketores samim lo yamaza. Tell me that in order for the Mizbeach to have a din of Mizbeach, the way to be mechanichit is with the Haktaras Haktaras. If, let's say, the first time they ever used that Mizbeach was to do the Azal Sadam, no good. You need to be mechanich the Mizbeach first with the Haktaras Haktaras. So the Gemara brings a riot to Rav Papa that you don't need the Hekish between Par Yom HaKippur and Par Yom Davar Shel Tzibur to learn other things. You only needed to teach me these three dinim of Es, Padam, and Tvila, the three dinim that we learn from Es, Padam, and Tvila. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Papa, we have a brisa that supports Rav Papa, that it says by the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur, Va'asa Kasharasa, that you do to this Parom Dover Shel Tzibur like you do to the Parachatas, that you do the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur just like you did by the Parko in Mashiach, which is the previous Parsha, and that pasuk is the Chora extra, because all of the Avodos of the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur are spelled out, so you don't need to learn them from the Parko in Mashiach. So Mata Lomar Lapar, what's it teaching me when it says Lapar? The Rabbis Par Yom HaKippurim L'Kal Mashamor Be'inyan. Not to tell me about the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur, but to tell me about the Par Yom HaKippurim, that everything you are reading about the Parom Dover Shel Tzibur also applies to the Par Yom HaKippurim. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. So from the fact that the Bryce says L'Kal Mashamor Be'inyan, it sounds like the Hekish teaches me all of the dinim, even the halachos from Es, Padam, and Betvila, like Rav Papa said. So however, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, the pasuk doesn't need to link Par Yom HaKippurim to Par Yom Dover Shel Tzibur in order to teach the halachos that it says from one to the other. Because Kal V'Chomer, I would have said a Kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shlo hushva korban l'korban. If in a place where we do, where two korbanos are not the same as each other, there we use two different types of animals for two different korbanos. What exactly that's a reference to, the Gemara is going to get to. Right now, we're not supposed to be clear on what that's a reference to. But in a place where there are two korbanos that are not like one another, hishva maisim l'maisim, the avodos that you do with those korbanos are the same. So makom shishva l'korban l'korban, the pariyom kippurim, the parpoy mashiach, which are both parim, say enodin shiashva maisa l'maisa. All the more so, the avodos are going to be the same. So the hazaos that you do, the matanos that you do, it's all going to be the same. So the halachos of espedam and tevila are also going to be the same. So you don't need a hekish. You could learn from that kal v'chomer. El matam lomer lapar. So then what do I learn from lapar? So ze paralim davar shel tzibur. That's coming to teach me about the paralim davar shel tzibur. Lapar ze parkoid mashiach. And when it says in the hemshech of the pasuk kasher asal lapar, that's telling me the parkoid mashiach, that the paralim davar shel tzibur and the parkoid mashiach are hukash to one another, to tell me that if you're missing one of the matanos, then the korban is going to be possible. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with that limud, that kavul chomer that we just suggested, where we made this claim of hishva korban le korban. What exactly is that all about? Okay, everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.